Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible Walk. Pastor Paul, Church Coming 2023. Church on the Bible Walk with Pastor Paul. This will be your show for May and June 2015. The Bible Walk number 3 concludes in September. We do a Bible Walk each and every year. So by 2023, we should have 11 Bible books under our belt. Stay with us, all Christians, follow the Bible book each and every week right here as we preach the word of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Continue reading your Bible each and every day, fellow Christians, and grow spiritually on your way to salvation and eternal life. Thank you for listening to the Bible Book. Stay with us as we will grow through the years. Thank you. Amen.
Their judgments, I will judge them.
This is Ezekiel, chapter 8, coming up.
They shall know that I am the Lord. Chapter 8. In the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, with the elders of Judah sitting before me, the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. And I looked, and behold, a form that had the appearance of a man. Below what appeared to be his waist was fire, and above his waist was something like the appearance of brightness, like gleaming metal. Put out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the gateway of the inner court that faces north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the valley. Then he said to me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes toward the north, and behold, north of the outer gate in the entrance was this image of jealousy. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? A great abomination that the house of Israel are committing here to drive me far from my sanctuary. But you will see still greater abominations. And he brought me to the entrance of the court, and when I looked, behold, there was a hole in the wall. And he said to me, Son of man, dig in the wall. So I dug in the wall, and behold, there was an entrance. And he said to me, Go in and see the vile abominations that they are committing here. So I went in and saw, and there engraved on the wall all around was every form of creeping things and loathsome beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel. And before them stood 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, with Jeabaniah, the son of Shaphan, standing among them. Each had his censer in his hand. And the smoke of the cloud of incense went up. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the dark, each in his room of pictures? For they say,
We must continually come to him. James Smith, Abide With Me, 1859. One great part of the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart is to empty us, strip us of self, lead us to feel our own weakness, and bring us as poor sinners to look to Jesus alone as our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And just in proportion as we feel our need of Christ and realize our absolute nothingness without Christ, shall we prize him, enjoy him, and exercise dependence upon him. Oh, how little do many of us know our need of Christ, and therefore it is that we make so little use of Christ, receive so little from Christ, and do so little for Christ. We come to him at first as poor, lost, helpless sinners, that we may be saved by his merit and mercy, and as believers, we must continually come to him with all our burdens, that he may bear them, with all our cares, that he may manage them, with all our sorrows, that he may sanctify them, with all our foes, that he may conquer them, with all our sins, that he may cleanse them.
Quietly is what I want you to do. And does, I don't, somebody says, well, does God speak audibly? I don't think he does. 99.9% of the time, somebody says, has he ever spoken to you in an audible voice? I would only say for me personally, maybe once or twice I heard it. No, but that's not normal. Two critical times. Did I hear him say, Charles? No, I didn't. I didn't hear that. Probably would have fainted if I'd heard. So I didn't hear that. Let's put it this way. It was so loud and so clear, it was as if it were audible. He knows exactly what it takes to get your attention. He knows how to stop you long enough so that you start listening. But if you determine you're going to have your way anyway, you're going to do it your way anyway, will he stop you? Sometimes he will and sometimes he won't. And nobody knows when that is. And my encouragement to you this morning is, make a practice every day. Get alone with God. And before you start doing all the talking, be quiet and let him speak. If you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, I can tell you what he's saying. He's saying, repent of your sins. Turn your life over to Christ. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. It's possible for me to forgive you of all of your sin and give you a new beginning. I know he'll say that. Not trusting if you've never trusted him. Do just that.
The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. He said also to me, you will see still greater abominations than they commit. Then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the house of the Lord. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? You will see still greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord. And behold, at the entrance of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, worshipping the sun toward the east. Then he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Is it too light a thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations that they commit here, that they should fill the land with violence and provoke me still further to anger? Behold, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore I will act in wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. Chapter 9.
With all our needs, that he may supply them. All that we need is in Christ, and it is in Christ for us. Our sense of our need of Christ, if it is deep and increasing, will lead us to daily come to Christ for all our supplies. Our deep necessity fits us for Christ, and his infinite fullness fits him for us. Our trials, troubles, temptations, disappointments, and vexations are to teach us our need of Christ and drive us continually to him. There is often much prayer, and yet little communion with Christ. We should realize that he is giving us his whole attention. He expects us to tell him all that troubles us, all that grieves us, all that pleases us, all that we need, and all that we desire. We should keep back nothing from him, but speak to him freely on every subject and every circumstance. He is always with us, listening to us, and sympathetically entering into all our concerns. We must be intimate with Christ. We must walk with him. We must carry everything to Him. We must seek all we need from Him. We must be constantly going to Christ, conversing with Christ, and obtaining from Christ, if we would receive the consoling influences of His love.